I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Compass Direct News and Voice of the Martyrs are reporting a Christian bookstore owner in Beijing has been rearrested. VOM's Todd Nettleton says 37-year-old Shiwei Han was released from jail because of insufficient evidence in January. Now he's been rearrested. His bookstore was legal, but Nettleton says
there is word that he was also printing Christian literature for the house churches because the government presses do not print enough Bibles. The house churches in China are forced to do anything they can to get additional Bibles. That may be what the charges are this time.
Next, for a billion people worldwide, a 10-mile walk to get the only drinking water available may lead to death or sickness. Diarrhea from dirty water kills more children than HIV/AIDS and more than Hitler did in the 12 years of World War II. Living Water International is powering a new website that aims to get everyone informed and involved. $1water.com does the math and science to show you how and why just a dollar a day can save millions of people. And 32 years ago, AMG began work in Guatemala. Over the years, the ministry's reached more than 7,000 kids with the love of Christ. In this anniversary year, AMG International's Roger Thomas says the children are their vision, but evangelism is their focus. However, there is a new challenge ahead.
We're faced with increasing gasoline and diesel fuel prices. In fact, not only us, but everything we buy. The value of the U.S. dollar is in a crunch, and the price of rice in particular is skyrocketing. In many places, it's doubled. So the money we can send to Guatemala to support the children is buying less food.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.